This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Tens of thousands of Greeks marched in central Athens today to protest harsh austerity measures. Despite dozens of protests in more than 2 years, no government there has rejected austerity. So many Greeks who have seen their incomes drop by up to 50% say they'll keep fighting. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
For many Greeks, austerity feels like prison. That's why these protesters are marching with chains on their ankles. Wage and pension cuts, as well as tax hikes, have come in exchange for billions in bailout loans from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. Those loans have saved Greece, so far, from defaulting on its sovereign debt. But Alexis Manolis, a mechanic marching with the chained protesters, says austerity is forcing his family into bankruptcy.
My salary has been cut in half in the last 2 years. We're in a constant state of uncertainty about our future.
What was certain, at least today, was that the march wouldn't last long. Just 3 hours after it started, militants wearing masks pelted riot police with rocks and petrol bombs. The police shot tear gas to disperse the crowd. Litsa Trifona, a 60-year-old housewife, covered her face with a white kitchen towel that she had dipped in Maalox, the stomach antacid, to ease the burning. She and her husband, a retired teacher, are about to lose their home. She says Greece would be better off without the euro.
Yes, let's get out of the eurozone. We were just fine before. We definitely weren't any worse off than we are now. It's not possible for things to get worse.
Greece is in its worst recession in half a century. Nearly a quarter of the workforce is unemployed, and a third of businesses in central Athens have closed. Yet lenders are pressing the fragile new government, which was sworn in just 3 months ago, for even more cuts, says Nick Malkoudzis, an editor with the newspaper Kathimerini.
You have a society that's being torn apart. You know, you have the rise of the extreme right. You have a lot of disaffected people, you have youth unemployment over 50%. It's very difficult to know what the consequences will be.
Government leaders are sticking to austerity because they believe Greeks will suffer far more if the country defaults and leaves the eurozone. But the protests here show no signs of abating. And as the protests spread to other eurozone countries, the austerity program that's supposed to save the euro might actually sink it. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.